This is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Happy holidays. It is the 22nd of December, Christmas weekend, and the holiday season for everyone. And we're taking your questions and answers live today. Lines are open at 800-933-5372. Email always open, of course, anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Starting off from the inbox, we got an email from Melanie who says, I have a lot of menswear wooden clothes hangers. Where can I donate them in Dallas? Several places have told me they won't take wooden clothes hangers. Anybody have any idea? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Eco emailed us at anything at kera.org and asks, are there grocery stores in Dallas that will sharpen knives for free? Eco says, I remember when I was young, my mom getting our knives sharpened at the meat department for free, but the two grocery stores I've contacted don't do it, and I was wondering if anyone still does. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. Lots in the inbox, actually. Wood railing. Question from Charles. He writes, we have a 50-year-old engraved wood exterior stair railing that needs to be totally replaced. Charles writes and asks, does anyone know of a local wood shop or installer that can custom make a new wood railing, spindles, and newels? Anybody have a recommendation? Charles doesn't say what area of town. Oh, yes, he is in the Lakewood area of Dallas, the historic Lakewood area of Dallas. So hopefully we can get some help for Charles. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Before we go to the phones, Mark has a question that I'm sure many of you will have answers for, and I'll even expand on it a little bit. Mark asks, where are the best Christmas lights in Dallas this season? And, you know, where I'm curious where you like to go to see Christmas lights, and if you have a family tradition or a holiday tradition around going to see Christmas lights. Some folks like the carriage rides. Some folks go on bike rides. It's going to be kind of tough tonight if it's raining. Where do you like to go to see Christmas lights in North Texas, and what's your favorite way to see them? 800-933-5372. Let's talk first today to Karen in Far North Fort Worth. Hello, Karen.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think you had this question before. I'm looking for someone that can repair a turntable and possibly a CD player somewhere in Far North Fort Worth, or I think somebody had mentioned somewhere in Watoga, but maybe Watoga, Keller, Southlake, Roanoke, anywhere in that area that I might be able to find someone.
So both a turntable that needs repairs, it's just not working?
Yeah, it's not working. The tracking arm is not moving.
And the CD player as well?
And a CD player, that the CDs just are not playing in it. And the turntable's been not working for a while, and the CD player just went on the fritz.
Okay, well, you've asked. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
All right, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Got a tweet from Amber, which I am retweeting right now, who says, sometimes fabric stores like Joann's have people that come in and sharpen scissors and knives. So you might check with your local fabric store. I'm not sure if they do it for free or not, but it's worth asking. Let's talk next on the phone at 800-933-5372 to Alan in Dallas. Hello, Alan.
Well, good morning. Good morning.
Hello.
I'm in the process of trying to get rid of some small antiques. I live in a townhouse, and they do not allow any type of garage sales or estate sales.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if there was any... I heard of a gentleman that opened up a store somewhere that you could bring your stuff. He charges you a small fee to set up in there. And I don't have a computer myself, so I can't go on the computer to sell them.
Gotcha. Okay. So you're looking for a consignment store, essentially.
Well, not a consignment store. I've worked in businesses where we have you can go over there and stand there for Saturday and Sunday and sell the stuff yourself, not have them sell you.
I gotcha. Okay, well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
If anybody has any suggestions, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. Vince emailed us and says, I'm looking for free career counseling in the Dallas area. Vince says, I've tried the Texas Workforce Commission and some local universities with no luck. Is there anyone that does free career counseling in the Dallas area? And let's see, another email from a different Vince, I believe. This is from Tarek, who says, I recently bought a used car that is in very good shape. The only problem is that the previous owner was a smoker. Is there any way to get rid of the cigarette smoke smell? We've had this question before, and of course, you're the ones that will remember what the answers were. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or tweet me @JeffWhittington. Let's talk next to Lisa calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, yes.
I'm wondering how long the mistletoe season lasts, how long they can trick the girls to get under it, because I was listening to the history on mistletoe, and they spoke of the winter solstice way back in the day being part of the mistletoe tradition, and that was yesterday. So can we expect to be kissed under mistletoe for Christmas, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve? How long does this go?
How long do folks typically leave their mistletoe up?
And traditionally be expected to be kissed under it, I guess.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Great. Thanks. Bye.
Up next, 800-933-5372 is Susan in North Richland Hills. Hello, Susan.
Hello.
Go right ahead.
I have an answer about the men's suit hangers.
Okay.
I worked for many years with high school bands, and they almost all use men's suit hangers to hang up their uniforms. Those hangers get broken. You get more members in your band, all this kind of stuff. I was constantly needing men's suit hangers. And the band doesn't have much money to pay for them. So she could probably call any school district and talk to the band director of almost any high school band, and they would love to have those hangers.
Now, Susan, were you a high school band director?
I'm not. No, I was just in charge of the uniforms.
Oh, you were? Okay.
At Richland High School Band.
Okay. Well, that's a great suggestion, Susan. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Will says via Twitter that Sur La Table Kitchen Store has free knife sharpening. And Will says, I've heard that ozone helps remove cigarette smoke. I guess an ozone generator, maybe you can rent one or have your car ozone treated, perhaps. And Stephen tweeted, saying, thanks for the show. You bet, Stephen. And Stephen's question is, does cloudy weather make the station signal go farther? Does anybody know if cloudy weather increases the reach of FM broadcasts? 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Dennis in Oak Cliff. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, Jeff. There is a deep hole at the corner of San Jacinto and Harwood, across from First Methodist, and there is a crane down in that hole with no signs of some means to get it out, and I want to know who's going to get it out, how, and when. I want to see this.
So is it a tracked crane? Is it a crane that's like a self-propelled crane on wheels or tracks?
Is it
bolted to some kind of concrete abutment?
It's a tracked crane.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if those giant high cranes can lift that much.
Right. That's a good question.
How this is going to go down.
Yeah, I would assume that they would build sort of a ramp and drive it out of there. But
yeah.
Maybe they. I don't know. It's a great question. I'm always fascinated by cranes. There's a there's a high apartment tower that's been being built next door to the station here for seems like a couple of years, and they just started taking the big crane down yesterday. So of course they had to bring in another crane to a crane on wheels to take the big stationary crane's arms and things off, and it's been happening since yesterday and all day today, and it's just fascinating to watch. So we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thanks.
You bet. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Eric in Fort Worth. Hello, Eric.
Hello.
Hey there. Go right ahead.
Hey, yeah, so the answer to that question about the turntable repair, I haven't actually got one repaired there yet before, but I've heard they do a really good job and very knowledgeable. It's in Bedford and it's called Vintage Freak.
I think we've heard. I think we've had that recommendation before. So it's called Vintage Freak in Bedford, and they do turntable repair.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Very good, Eric. Thanks for calling.
Sure.
Bye. Let's see if we get one more recommendation on that from Raymond in Hearst. Hello, Raymond.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Listen, the guy that just called Vintage Freak no longer does that. They're not the same company. But there is another company called Dallas Vintage Audio. It's also in Bedford. It's on Bedford Euless Drive.
Okay.
And they do an excellent job. I've used them before.
So Dallas Vintage Audio in Bedford is your go-to place.
Yeah, the other place, they're not doing that anymore.
Okay. Well, Raymond, thanks for calling.
Sure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Drew did just that, says, I use mobile eBay. This is for our listener who wants to sell some small antiques but doesn't have access to a computer to do it online. Drew says, I use mobile eBay. If your listener has a cell phone, he can probably sell stuff with their app even without a computer. Fred wants to know via Twitter, have we thought about building a database with all the answers we get on the show? You bet we have. we'd love to do something like that. But it would require more capacity, I think, than we have to devote at this point. So, and also there's something that's, I don't know, kind of charming. It's not really an excuse. I really do like the fact that every week we talk to each other, and sometimes, well, often, I can't remember the answers we got on a specific question from 11 years ago or 11 days ago. So it's fun to do. It's fun to do the show, and that's, you know, I think it's kind of charming that folks listen to find out what the answers are. We also got a tweet from Elizabeth. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington, by the way. I'm retweeting Elizabeth's tweet. Ozone will destroy the particles that create the smell of smoke. Elizabeth also has a question. Where can I find the deepest man-made pool in Texas? The deepest we've been able to find yet is 18 feet. Does anybody know if there's a man-made pool in Texas that's deeper than 18 feet? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Stay with us, though. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. This is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington, and we are happy to bring you this. I guess it's sort of one of the holiday editions of Anything You Ever Wanted to Know today. You can call us at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. That's what Jeff did with a link to a YouTube video of a succession of cranes lifting each other. And you can watch that if you'd like. And Juan also tweeted saying Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you as well, Juan. And with a question, how can I remove water stains on a leather jacket? Anybody know how to get water stains? Probably a good question for today, off a leather jacket. 800-933-5372 is where we find Brandy calling from McKinney. Are you there, Brandy?
I am, yes.
All right, go right ahead.
Well, I had an answer for the guy that was looking for career counseling.
Yeah.
He can get the SMU Center for Family Counseling in Plano has free and reduced cost counseling, and that includes career counseling.
Very good. You said it's the SMU Family Center in Plano?
The SMU Center for Family Counseling.
Very good. Thanks so much, Brandy.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Also got an email from Eileen on this, who says that Jewish Family Services at Arapaho and the Tollway in Dallas offers career counseling. So check out Jewish Family Services as well. Let's talk next on the phone at 800-933-5372 to Justin in Haltom City. Hey, Justin.
Hey, Jeff. How's it going?
It's going well.
Well, the woman that called in earlier asking for a place to repair a CD player and a record player, There's a nice little record store in Bedford right off of Brown Trail called The Vintage Freak. They sell records, furniture, and a lot of vintage audio equipment, and they do a few repairs on the side. It'd be one of those things where you'd have to call and tell them the make and model of your turntable and CD player, but I'm pretty sure they could get it done.
Okay, well, we've gotten conflicting answers on that because another gentleman called and said they're not doing that kind of stuff anymore. And, you know, I think calling is probably the best bet on any of these
Absolutely.
Things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, after all, this is just a radio show where people call in and make suggestions. So, but thanks for calling, Justin.
All right, thank you, Jeff.
And yeah, if you do get some advice on the show, of course, it's always wise to, you know, call up and make sure before you put your turntable in the car and load the dogs up and drive all the way over to Bedford or just down the street. You know, use that phone. Mark emailed us. Mark Hairston from UTD's Center for Space Sciences, which usually means that this is going to be a definitive answer. Emailed us about the question on cloudy weather and radio waves, and Mark says radio waves, both AM and FM, are pretty much only reflected by free ions and electrons in the upper atmosphere, 50 miles or more up. It says FM isn't affected much. He says, but AM waves are, which is why you can hear distant AM radio stations from places like Mexico and Chicago late at night sometimes. Mark says, so clouds don't have any effect on making radio signals go further. He says, lightning from thunderstorms emit radio signals, which is why you hear the crack on AM radios during thunderstorms. But that's the only effect that clouds have on radio signals, he writes, that I know of, Mark says. So, Mark, thanks so much. 800-933-5372 is where we find Polly calling from Grapevine. Hello, Polly.
Hey, good afternoon. A trick about the odors.
Yeah.
What they do on the airlines is they use those round enclosed coffee filters, and it takes care of odors, and it's cheap.
Very good. Thanks so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Let's get another one on this from Alan in Addison. Hello, Alan.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff?
Doing well.
Hey, I had an answer for the same question about the cigarette smoke in the car.
Yeah.
What I've been using for years doing carpet cleaning is Sam's Club have a product called Odobond. And I take that with OxyClean, and I put a teaspoon of that and a 20-ounce of OxyClean and tell them to just spray it in their car maybe 2-3 days in a row, saturate it overnight with their windows up, and now that smoke will be gone in one day. But if you do it 2 days in a row, it'll be gone definitely.
Very good. Alan, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We got an email from Becca, who says to remove smoke from a car, she recommends Forever Ozone Bare Bones Ozone Generator. which runs about $40. She says you plug it in and leave it for several hours at a time. You might have to do it more than once. So it's called the Forever Ozone Bare Bones Ozone Generator. Let's see, we got an email on the man-made pool. Freddie says, I'm not sure if the person was looking for a publicly accessible pool, but NASA in Houston has one that is 60 feet deep. It's called the Neutral Buoyancy Laboratory, and Freddie included a Wikipedia link to it. So that is a very deep human-made pool in Houston. And on the counseling, career counseling, Julie says St. Andrew United Methodist Church in Plano offers a free career care program every Monday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Julie says first-time attendees should come at 5:45 for a one-time orientation. She says visit standrewumc.org, standrewumc.org. For more information. Julie, thanks so much. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Ben on the phone from Oak Cliff. Hello, Ben.
Hey, I had an answer for the radio waves. I guess you already got the scientific answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, I am driving down to Killeen right now, and I can tell you for a fact that your radio signal cut out is exactly the same spot. I'm gonna say no, it doesn't go for that. Okay.
Well, sorry to hear that, but at least you can listen on the KERA app.
Yeah.
There is that. All right. Thanks for calling, Ben.
All right.
800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Lines open there. You can also email us anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We had a question early in the show, and I'm surprised we haven't gotten more answers. About where do you go to see Christmas lights in North Texas, and what is your, you know, how did, what's your favorite tradition around looking at holiday displays? Shazad did email and says we always go to see Christmas lights in Highland Park in Dallas, Deerfield in Plano, and Interlochen in Arlington. So those are three places I think we've had recommended in holiday themed programs before. Shazad says number one is Highland Park in Dallas, number two is Deerfield in Plano, and number three is Interlochen in Arlington. Love to get your suggestions as well. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. That's what Speaker did and says, I'm looking for standing floor fan repair. I have one that has a bad bearing, I assume, and would like to get it repaired. Does anybody know where to get a standing floor fan repaired? And Suzanne recommends the Osium spray that you can get at CVS or any drugstore probably, or activated charcoal. Suzanne says, which you can get easily at aquarium shops. You can find those answers on Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington, or you can email us anything at kera.org, or you can call us, 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to Chris in Denton. Hello, Chris.
Hello, I have a quick question.
Sure.
I have a pump organ from the 1880s, and mm-hmm. I was trying to find someone to repair it, because it's got a couple of keys that don't work.
So, but the bellows still work and everything? And
the
all
bellows
that stuff?
Work. I can play tunes on it, but... Mm-hmm. There's probably eight keys that don't work, and none of the pools on it work anymore.
Hmm. Okay.
So trying to find somebody local in the DFW area.
Very good. You know, you might, you're in Denton, you might, I think they have, do they have a pipe organ program at UNT? I think they do.
I don't know.
You know, you might call over there. I mean, you have to wait till the semester gets underway again, but you might check with them because... You know, organ repair, I would assume that a pump organ repair is just like the big pipe organ, you know, in the symphony hall. It's just on a much smaller scale, and anybody who does that, you know, would be able to look at yours. Is it small enough that you can carry it around with you, like one of the field size, or is it kind of a more substantial?
It's kind of a home, like a, it looks like an upright piano.
Yep.
So it's really heavy. It's very sturdy and strong. But
right. So you're not moving it anywhere. You just need somebody to come and fix
yeah.
it. Well, we'll see if we'll get some suggestions, but you might try the UNT School of Music, especially since you're in Denton. They may have somebody there that works on that they know of, and we'll see if we get some suggestions for you as well.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Chris.
Bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Jeff in Allen. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. This is Jeff.
Yes. Go right ahead.
Yeah, about getting rid of smoke odors. My company, Ozone Green, we guarantee to eliminate odors in cars and homes and stuff like that. So I use ozone gas. Guarantee gives that the first time.
Okay. Well, that sounds like we've gotten several recommendations on that. So thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Right. Bye. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. That's what Rebecca has done and says, the Vitruvian lights near Addison are fun and a lovely stroll. So there's a recommendation for holiday lights at Vitruvian in or near Addison. Claudine emailed us, anything at kera.org. We are San Antonio transplants, and we've heard rumors of HEB coming to North Texas ever since moving here close to 15 years ago. Does anyone know if it's ever going to happen or if these are just rumors? Claudine's email is called, I Want My HEB. Well, we'll see if somebody has a recommendation. Kevin and Rowlett emailed us, anything at kera.org, and says, I ran an ozone generator in my car for 24 hours, and it didn't help. But hydrogen peroxide did. This is on the smoke smell in the car. Kevin says, hydrogen peroxide is the active ingredient in OxyClean products. He says, I diluted some food-grade H2O2 found at health food stores so that it didn't change the color of the fabric and lightly sprayed it with a fine mist spray bottle. He says, you can test it on a small portion of the fabric so that you know you've diluted it enough, which is always a good idea when you're spraying something on your, you know, your car interior. Rebecca emailed us and asks, what is the name and artist of the opening song in Glenn Mitchell's Christmas blockbuster on KERA, and where could I find a copy? Well, you'll have to tune in, because Glenn Mitchell's, it's called In His Own Words, Glenn Mitchell's Christmas blockbuster, will air on Sunday night. We always air it on Christmas Eve, start at 8 p.m., it goes till 1 a.m., Christmas morning. It's five jam-packed hours of the great Glenn Mitchell and his Christmas songs that he, this is from many, many different years of blockbusters, all compiled by Eric Bright, our operations director, a number of years ago. And it kicks off at 8 o'clock on Sunday night, right here on KERA 90.1. So, but I can't remember, I can hear it in my head, Rebecca, but I can't remember. Maybe I'll think of it here in a second before we get before we run out of time, or maybe someone who's listening will know. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Justin in McKinney. Hey, Justin.
Hey there.
Go right ahead.
I want to know if there's anywhere in the Dallas-Fort Worth area to sell trading cards. I have a ton of like football and basketball and baseball cards. And I wanted to know if there was anywhere that I could sell them to.
Great idea. A great question. And I'm sure many folks are probably thinking the same thing this time of year. So we'll see if we get an answer for you.
All right. Perfect. Thank you.
You bet. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Ashley in Dallas. Hey, Ashley.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
Great. I had a question about converting VHS tapes into DVDs. I know you can take it to places and do it,
mm-hmm.
but has anybody bought their own converter? Is it cheaper to do that? Generally that question.
We'll see what the audience has to say about it.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. That's what Fox did. Asking, as a med student, how does one go about desensitizing oneself to blood, guts, and surgery, to put it bluntly? Does anybody have any recommendation for Fox on desensitizing herself to that kind of thing as a med student? 800-933-5372. I'll tell you, that's the reason that I'm talking into the microphone. That's one way to do it. Because that's not the job for me. We got an email to anything at kera.org from Ed, who says, Main Street in downtown Grapevine is beautiful for Christmas lights. Plan to walk both sides of the street to get the most from your visit. They do really decorate up in the historic Main Street of downtown Grapevine. Let's see. Gary says, for career counseling, LDS Employment Center in Carrollton offers free employment counseling on everything from building a resume to career counseling to helping you improve your interview skills. It says LDS is short for Latter-day Saints, Mormons, and it is open to both members and non-members as a free service. So there's the LDS Employment Center in Carrollton for free employment counseling. And let's see, we got an email from Clarissa, who says, I'm in the Mid-Cities area looking for someone experienced in recovering a carpeted cat tree. Does anybody know a place to take a carpeted cat tree for recovering? Poor Clarissa. Well, if you have an answer to one of these questions, call us, 800-933-5372. Of course, you can ask your own question as well. You can email us anything at kera.org. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. But don't go anywhere. Whole nother segment of your questions and answers coming up. This is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. You can call us at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. If you don't tweet or you don't see your answer on my Twitter feed and maybe you've asked a question, you can always listen back to the podcast of the show, which is absolutely free. We put a link on the Anything page at kera.org/anything. You can also subscribe to it through any of your podcast applications that you use or wherever you look for podcasts. And we'd love to have you as an Anything podcast subscriber. You can check it out at kera.org/anything. Back to the phones at 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Noah in Dallas. Hello, Noah.
Hey, Jeff. I've got an answer and a question.
Okay.
The answer on the knife sharpening thing, Sur le Table doesn't do free knife sharpening. I just wanted to save everybody from running down there with their knives.
Very good.
They do a nice job, but it's not free. And there's
sense. Also
the man, I think you've had this question before, up at Joanne's on Tuesdays, I think, who's there all day, who does a really nice job, and he does it on the spot.
Okay.
My question, so the diesel handles are green, and the diesel containers are yellow, unless you go to BP when all the handles are green and the diesel handles are black, or if you go to Canada where the diesel handles are yellow and the green ones are for ethanol. So it's just it's kind of confusing, and I'm wondering what the official color is to designate diesel. I don't know if anybody knows.
You mean on the gasoline on the gasoline or diesel pump handles?
On the pump handle, it's green here typically,
yeah,
right?
And
but the containers that you buy to put diesel into are yellow.
Huh, okay.
So I'm wondering what the official color is and why it isn't standardized.
Well, it's a great question. We'll see if we get an answer.
Okay, thanks, and happy holidays.
Hey, same to you. Up next, 800-933-5372 is John calling from Dallas. Hello, John.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. I've got an answer for the person who wanted to get the fan repaired.
Yeah.
There's this local guy. He's called the Fan Man. Mm-hmm. You just look him up. I'm not sure exactly where he's located. But he does repair and restoration on both vintage and contemporary fans. And as an added bonus, when you take your fan in, there's a fan museum.
Oh.
So, yeah, just look up the Fan Man. He's on the web. He's on Facebook. And I understand his rates are very reasonable.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Let's see. We got some emails on the HEB question. Kurt says there is an HEB in Granbury and in Burleson. Christian emailed and says Central Market is an HEB brand, so there is an HEB presence in DFW. That said, the closest HEB for now is in Waxahachie. Christian also tweeted that to me. Thanks so much, Christian. We got a tweet from somewhat Charger Girl who says HEB is coming in 2019 to the Mansfield area. The article Charger Girl says was in the Star Telegram. And Chris says, I'm looking for a market or restaurant in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that sells the Norwegian potato flatbread lefse. Would like some for Christmas. And says, thanks. Does anybody know for Chris where to get the Norwegian potato flatbread called lefse? Got some emails on Christmas lights. Heather says, my favorite place for holiday displays and lights in the Dallas is the Dallas Arboretum. During the 12 days of Christmas, they have food and drinks for sale throughout the gardens each evening. And Heather says it's a lovely family activity to go and view the amazing displays. Got an email from Susan in Wichita Falls who says Midwestern State University in Wichita Falls has a whimsical half acre of cutout characters and lights on the main street of the university. And also the Country Club neighborhood has impressive yard lights. So thanks for that recommendation, Susan. Let's go back to the phones and talk next to Ashley calling from Plano. Hello, Ashley.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
Great. Well, I have an answer for the HEB question as well. I'm just confirming that I have heard it's in 2019, I believe in the spring. It should be here. Actual HEB, not Central Market.
An actual HEB, and that's the one that's going to be in Mansfield?
No, I heard that it's supposed to be up in the Plano Allen McKinney area.
Oh, so like actually around in the, you know, the more of the central part of the DFW area. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Well, that's the answer we've got right now, Ashley. So people are counting on you.
I'm hoping so too.
All right, great. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Jeff. Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Henry in Fort Worth. Hello, Henry.
Hello. Charles, that's D-U-H-I-G-G, in The Power of Habit, he wrote about how they developed the Febreze deodorant.
Right.
And how when they first put it on the market, it didn't have any odor to it. So they had people who would use it, and then they would stop using it because it didn't have the odor, but it did make things odor-free.
Right.
And they had one woman that she had a bunch of cats, and she used it one time, and she didn't use it again. And they figured out the reason that she didn't use it again is because she was so used to the smell of cats in the house.
Well, Henry,
but the chemical there was discovered by accident, and it removes all odor.
So you recommend
in order to sell it to people, they had to put an odor in it. It may still have some that's on the shelf, or even if he finds one with a pleasant odor to it, he could try that. It's Febreze.
Great. Thanks for calling, Henry.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got an email from Stephen in DeSoto who says, I'm looking for a
penny sorter that will separate copper pre-1982 pennies from copper-clad zinc pennies. The electronic ones can be expensive, and I would really like to borrow or rent one. Anybody know where to borrow or rent a penny sorter? Let's see. We also got an email from Jamie who says, I read a recent story in the Dallas Morning News on new HEB stores coming in a rural area west of Fort Worth. The company said there are no plans for HEB in DFW proper. They do own some properties, but those are planned for Central Market expansion. So the mystery continues. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Nathan in Dallas. Hello, Nathan.
Hello, can you hear me?
Sure can.
Wonderful. I have two answers. First, regarding the gentleman looking to sell his trading cards, there's mm-hmm. a shop in Far North Dallas near UTD at the intersection of Coit and Campbell that sells large volumes of trading cards, and I believe that they also buy trading cards, sports cards specifically, I mean.
Very good.
Second answer is regarding the woman who was looking to convert her VHS tapes. My father has been a professional in that industry for over 25 years. It'll be cheaper to take, if you have a small amount of tapes, that is, to take your tapes into a shop. However, if you have a large volume of tapes, it may be more convenient for you to look into purchasing a converter. However, the shops will convert them to any medium you want, any format, any specification you need.
Very good. Nathan, thanks for calling.
My pleasure. Have a good one.
Let's see. On the Twitter, Larry says, odor removal from a vehicle like ozone or activated charcoal packet should be done in a warmer environment, either with heat on or in the summer. He says odor is evaporative, so you want the odor chemicals cooked into the air, and cold temperatures will artificially mask the extent, he says. Raul tweeted, wants to know, how do you improve your odds in a ticket raffle? I guess you just buy more tickets, maybe. If you have a better answer, it's out there on Twitter. Let's see. We got a tweet that there is a 130-foot deep decommissioned nuclear missile silo near Abilene that's now filled with water used for scuba diving, and that is human-made. And let's see. Carolyn tweeted and says, the wooden spoon in Plano makes lefse and has other Scandinavian items as well. So thanks for those tweets. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Amanda in Plano. Hello, Amanda.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
I have an answer for the woman who wants to convert her VHS to digital media.
Yeah.
It may not be less expensive for her to buy it. However, a lot of local libraries have media labs where they provide that. Well, they don't provide the service. She would have to do it herself. Oftentimes, the software is super easy to use, but it's in real time. So she would have to kind of sit there with it. However, it's usually free. It would probably be in her best interest to at least give a call around to her local libraries to see if they offer that software.
Very good. Amanda, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Up next to 800-933-5372 is Ann in Dallas. Hello, Ann.
Hi.
Hey there.
I have an answer for the smell in the car.
Okay.
If you just slice up some apples, quarter some apples, and put them in the car, if it's a bad odor, I'd say maybe do two apples, and you leave the apple slices in until they get brown, and they absorb all of the smell, and they don't put off any smell of their own.
Very good. Ann, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Dan calling from Granbury. Hello, Dan.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Same to you.
A quick answer about the HEB. Yes, there's a great one in Granbury. If anybody wants to drive this way, it's a good one.
Okay.
My question has to do with Christmas lights this year.
Okay.
I was driving up 121 last night going to Frisco. Saw a lot of interesting trees lighted up, and seems like this year for the first time they've got these decorated more densely than I can even imagine anybody could put lights on a tree. I'm sure they're LEDs, but it looks like those things are on every twig of these giant trees. I'd like to know how they do that.
Well, that's a great question. We probably won't get an answer for you today, Dan, but maybe we'll get one over the weekend or on next week's show. But thanks okay. so much for calling.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Time to squeeze in a few more calls and a few more emails as well. Sean emailed us anything at kera.org and says, on the baseball card question, your listener should see what year his cards are. Basically, Sean says anything from the late 80s and on is not going to really be wanted by card shops because they are so common and many, many, many of them were made. So there is a little advice first to check out what you've got. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Judson calling from Dallas. Hey, Judson.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
I have an answer for the gentleman who asked about the gas and diesel pump.
Yeah.
There definitely isn't a standard for the colors, and as a communications professional, I would assume that each brand definitely has its own brand identity with colors, and a lot of thought and process goes into picking those colors, and so I'm sure a lot of those brands go based off of that on picking their colors for the gas pump. And also along with that, I mean, you can go to different gas stations and the order from left to right is different on regular unleaded to premium diesel and all that sorts of stuff.
Great. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Got an email on this from Michael, who says, for diesel, I believe the yellow pump handle, and this is what Michael thinks, indicates a high flow pump, which is ideal for trucks with large tanks. Green handle pumps, Michael writes, have a lower flow and, he writes, I believe are narrower. A yellow diesel pump doesn't fit into the gas tank of most diesel cars. That's the other thing about diesel is that it's not going to go in your gas car because it's a wider, you know, it's a wider pump handle outlet. And let's squeeze in one more really, really quick call from Christine in Denton. Hey, Christine, really quickly.
Hi, really quickly. Christmas lights, there's a Christmas, it's a free show in off of Valley View Lane in Dallas. Mm-hmm. That's where those trees that are all wrapped up with Christmas lights that a gentleman called in asked me about. It's they asked for a $5 donation, but the entrance to it is at 35 in Valley View.
Great. Thanks so much, Christine.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. Anything you ever wanted to know is produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton answers your phone call. Samantha Guzman is our associate producer. You can find our podcast at kera.org/anything or wherever you get your podcasts, of course. And you can email us anything at kera.org. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. And thanks to each and every one of you for listening, for writing and calling in. Y'all have a fantastic weekend. Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy holidays to each of you. Please be safe, and don't forget, be nice to each other.